The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And coming up later in the hour, well, actually pretty soon in the hour, we'll be having live performance by the Prairie Dogs, a bluegrass and country and western group from Champaign-Urbana. They're going to be playing this evening in Ogden at the Pink House for a 5 o'clock show. And we have three of their members going to be with us today, coming up very shortly. I thought I'd play in the meantime, and maybe perhaps at the end, depending upon how time goes, some selections from a few CDs we've recently received in the Live and Local library, including this one from a fellow I actually went to college with, who is now one of the horn players in, I believe the third horn player, in the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. And he sent us this CD some weeks ago, and I've actually have yet to have played from it. It's called The Horn in Song, and each of, as the title implies, each of the tunes on here is, or at least most of them, are adaptations of music originally written for the voice. There are some that are deliberately voice-like. This is one of those that is taken from the massive Lieder output, or song output, by Franz Schubert. It's a transcription by Milan Jancic, and it's played by horn player Todd Bauermaster with pianist James Hausmann. Ständchen, or Serenade, by Schubert. Music by Franz Schubert, a transcription from his song Ständchen, or Serenade, performed by Todd Bauermaster on horn with pianist James Hausmann from their CD called The Horn in Song, recently received here at the Friends of WINL Library, the live and local subsidiary, so to speak. And Todd Bauermaster plays with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. And I hope to have the chance to talk to him maybe the next time they're through town, though I don't know when that might be. This is Live and Local, just sampling a couple of CDs that we've received in our studios and very recently, including this next one, which features a couple performers who will be playing for us live, I think, early in March. They're giving a house concert here, and they sent me this CD in advance. It's Eric Brace and Peter Cooper, a couple of, not sure if they're Nashville area musicians, but they certainly are Nashville type musicians. This is their CD called Master Sessions, joined by Lloyd Green, Mike Aldridge, and others. And I just sort of randomly picked a tune here called Big Steve, which is one of Peter Cooper's own, along with Don Schlitz. Peter Cooper and Eric Brace and colleagues here on Live and Local. Called Big Steve by Peter Cooper and Don Schlitz, performance by Eric Brace and Peter Cooper from their CD called Master Sessions, joined by various colleagues here. And Eric Brace and Peter Cooper will be live on our show coming up in the next couple of weeks, I believe. They're going to be giving a house concert here locally. And the backstory to that particular song apparently is this, according to their liner notes, says, quote, "Music belongs to those who love it most. In Nashville, it usually resides with Big Steve, Music City's favorite doorman," unquote. And I have one more to sample from the live and local library before we get to the Prairie Dogs, who are waiting for us live in our studio for the rest of the hour, some live performance. They're going to be at the Pink House in Ogden this evening at 5 o'clock, so they're giving us a bit of a preview. These are some folks who were actually on the show very recently. We had three of the four members of the band from, some of them Chicago. They sort of gather in Chicago, called Bua. They were performing on the Piper's Hut concert series, and they were kind enough to give us a copy of their CD called Down the Green Fields. And I'm going to play the very last track from here. It's a combination of tunes. Not sure if these are jigs or reels or what they are here, but Sean Reeds and the Milliner's Daughter, Bua, on Live and Local. Those were a couple of reels ending a CD by the American Irish band called Bua. Their CD called Down the Green Fields, and the reels were called Sean Reeds and the Milliner's Daughter. And they were recently playing live, actually, on our show. Not sure how many weeks ago that was by now. Maybe not, probably not all that many. They played on the Piper's Hut concert series here in Champaign-Urbana. And thus ends our little survey of some of the more recent CDs I've gotten here on the show. Support for WYLL and Live and Local comes today from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features wines from the regions of France, like Burgundy, Bordeaux, and more, followed by live music from 7 to 9 by the Almost A Trio. Among the many performances you can go see and hear live this weekend is one by the Prairie Dogs, who are going to be at the Pink House in Ogden this evening at 5 o'clock. Prairie Dogs, a local bluegrass and country western band who've been around for, the last I saw, you said, for more than a decade, but I don't know how old that information is. So it is more than a decade, but how much more?
17 years.
That's nearly two. Nearly two decades. And the three members of the Prairie Dogs who are with us are, you just heard the voice of Ken Holmes, who is the banjo player, also Jordan Kay, the guitarist, and bass player Josh Halchin. And you guys are missing one.
Yeah, in fact, we have two more tonight at the Pink House. A couple of our friends are Tex Wynn and Dave Madden.
Oh, Dave Madden's going to join you on drums. What does Tex Wynn play? Resonator?
Yep. That's exactly right. Resophonic guitar, like the dobro.
He also plays the lap steel.
Lap steel. And then Dave, I assume Dave's going to be on the drums.
We call it percussion.
Oh, percussion.
Yes.
Meaning that it's not exactly a drum set.
If he practices a little more, we'll give him a drum set.
Dave is multi-talented.
That's really unkind. He's not even here to defend himself.
That's why we
say he'll appreciate that I said that. It'll get back to him.
And anybody who knows the Prairie Dogs will know that this probably fits right in with their standard array of jokes that go on at their live performances, as I recall. But why don't you just launch into something? What would you like to start with?
We're going to do a real quick Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
I've heard of that one. That was seriously quick. It goes longer than that in Deliverance.
That's because there's other things
going on.
It goes
on for about 10 minutes, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's Bonnie and Clyde you're thinking of. Yeah.
Am I?
It does go on for some time.
Bonnie and Clyde?
Yeah.
Isn't that tune in Deliverance?
They did Feud and Banjos. Or Feud and
Duel and Banjos. Feud and Banjos, Duel and Banjos. I'm getting my movies mixed up. Really? That's Bonnie and Clyde. Well, how about
that? Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, there are other things that go on.
Yeah, well, we don't
there.
Have any machine guns, so.
Well, I feel lucky in that.
Yet. Yeah.
You know, has anybody ever documented the number of bluegrass tunes that show up in films or that have become made popular by certain films? I mean, that would be one of them. I mean, it was being played, but.
Oh, Brother, We're Out Thou is probably the next biggest sort of a movie that brought bluegrass up again.
And of course, that's very recent.
It hadn't affected us that much.
No, but that's a recognizable movie with that theme, bluegrass, country, old time.
Which I just saw very recently, as a matter of fact. I remember.
Oh, Brother?
Yeah.
Oh, Brother.
Well, I remember actually my colleague here, Vic DiGeronimo, got very excited. I don't know how many years ago it was now when the soundtrack came out. Mm-hmm. So I guess he must have seen the film and was eager to get the music. And I had no idea what he was talking about. And finally thought, well, I'll see the movie. And the music, as far as I was concerned, was the highlight of it. Mm-hmm. I could have, frankly, done without the rest of it. But that's just my own mild opinion. It was otherwise a perfectly pleasant evening spent. But are those, I mean, surely there's some others.
Shoot.
I don't go to movies that much, so I've never made it a point. But, you know, maybe there's a PhD thesis there somewhere.
It sounds to me like there kind of could be. There's a PhD thesis.
Sounds like a job for a retired guy to me.
Ken, you going to go for your doctorate?
Again, another one.
Hey, you've got your other one. Retired veterinarian, aren't you?
Well, not a veterinarian.
No, that's right. We went through this once before.
Veterinary
scientist.
I taught
scientist
in the College of
something.
Veterinary Medicine.
Yeah.
But I don't have a DVM degree as such.
Your degree would be in?
Engineering, anatomy, and physiology.
So you told them how to take those animals apart and put them back together.
Oh, no, not to put them back together.
They just leave them all disassembled, huh?
Yeah, once they're apart, it's pretty hard to get them all back together.
That's a really discouraging topic. We should sorry. I'm sorry we went there. Do you have something longer? We probably should cover up this conversation. This is going to go nowhere.
When you live in the country, everybody is your neighbor. On this one thing you can rely, they'll all come to see you and never ever leave you. So y'all come and see us by and by. Kin folks and cousins that come in by the dozens, they're eating everything from soup to hay. And right after dinner, they're not looking any thinner. This is what you hear them say. Y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come, oh, y'all come to see us when you can.
Y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
oh, y'all come to see us now and then.
Help with the dishes right away.
But when they start to leaving and Grandma, she's a grieving, you'll still hear old Grandma say,
y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
oh, y'all come to see us when you can.
W-I-L-L.
Y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come, oh, y'all come to see us now and then.
See, in case you didn't know that that was live, you just got the little hint right there, a little mention of W Island.
Oh,
nice job,
man.
Josh.
Thank you.
So, I guess I didn't realize y'all pass the vocal solos around routinely. I assume it's routinely.
Well,
at Jordan's direction.
At Jordan's direction.
Yes.
I just delegate, you know, pass the buck is another way to say it.
That's another way to say it, yeah. Nice job, Josh. You've been indoctrinated into the vocalism of...
We call it indoctrinated.
Indoctrinated. Oh, terribly sorry. Yes, it is the Prairie Dogs. Local bluegrass, country, western, and cornball band.
Got it.
Did I use that term accurately?
Yeah. Well, you know,
in the case of some,
that's all right, because Josh just got indoor plumbing.
That's true. Had a little work done at the house.
Uh-huh. And what did you have before?
Well,
two rooms and a path.
I don't need it because I live outside of city limits. But
Ken, you're the only one that lives in civilization?
No, we all do that, but yeah, I live northeast Urbana.
Within the city limits?
No, actually out in the country.
Oh, well, so you all?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well,
yeah, right among the corn and soybeans.
It's time for progress to be made here, I guess.
Well, it could be.
The Prairie Dogs will be at the Pink House in Ogden this evening at 5 o'clock. What's that place like? I've never been there.
It's lovely. They have a wonderful grill.
Yeah.
On Friday nights, their special is a fish sandwich, and it's delicious. It's a rural bar, very comfortable and welcoming. They have.
Do you work for them?
I do tonight, 5 to 8 at the Pink House. The Prairie Dogs will be at the Pink House tonight, and we hope you can all join us.
They just recently popped up on my radar for some reason. Do they have a variety of music and with regularity?
Yeah, they let anybody play there, actually.
They've been a venue for years and years.
Does that explain how you guys got there?
They underwent new ownership and management just about 2 or 3 years ago, and Tex Wynn, our friend and fellow musician.
Resophonic guitar icon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Said, you're my neighbor. I'd like to help you out. I'm a musician. Can I do anything for you? She said, well, what do you do? And he told them about the Prairie Dogs, and she said, bring them on in, and we've been there ever since. That's 2+ years, maybe going on 3.
I think this summer.
Wow.
Yeah,
really.
That you've been,
time
so is
flies.
This a regular, this is a regular
monthly
gig for
thing,
you?
Yeah, that's the third Friday of every month.
I'll write that down here, see, third Friday. Do you have other standing gigs like that? Because it seems
Friday,
to me, I see you pop up pretty regularly.
First Friday of each month is Iron Post.
In
That's
downtown Urbana.
That's right, downtown Urbana. 5 to 7, right there to the east of Busey Bank.
Well, they get plenty of mention here on this show because they have so much music that goes on.
Oh, they do.
They'll let anybody play there, too.
You know, I was going to say I should try going to one of these places to see if they'd let me play, but the problem is I don't play anything, so I would probably be not very interested. Now, you all have been playing for a little while. So, Ken, you and I had a conversation actually for WILL-TV not long ago.
Yes,
in fact, people can see that on our website.
Oh.
The video is up there. Have you had a chance to see it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, no.
I watched it that night.
Oh, you did watch that? Yeah, it's up there, and you can see Ken Holmes actually give, I forget if we put down 1 or 2 tunes for you, but the interview is up there. But, you know, I am in the market for a banjo. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't.
A friend of mine gave me a banjo for 5-string banjo for dummies book for Christmas.
Oh.
So I feel compelled to do something with this, but I'm still on the fence as to what kind of banjo I want to learn to play. If you were going to advise me, Ken, given that you have prejudices, why would you What are the different types of banjos, and why would one choose one or the other?
Yeah, most of the differences are in the price that you pay for the instrument up front. In general, the more you pay, the better quality, sounding, playability the instrument tends to be. So my suggestion for anybody is buy the best banjo you can, because if you put a lot of money into it, a reasonable amount, you're going to want to play it because you've got all that money invested. And the other thing is, it's going to be fun to play and to learn on.
But you've got your resonator banjos, like you've got.
Right.
You've got your open back banjos.
Yeah, this is yes, that's true. Yeah, this is a traditional kind of a bluegrass banjo that was brought into the whole scheme back with Earl Scruggs. The famous aspect of him, it has a resonator on it.
This makes it louder, essentially, or not necessarily.
It projects the sound forward.
Ah.
Rather than sort of splitting it. The other banjo that I guess we're trying to discuss is an open back. Mm. That does not have a resonator, and it your body absorbs some of the sound, and the head on those is generally a little bit looser, so they have a tendency to be of a lower resonant capability. They're more in the lower registers.
A little less bright sounding?
Yeah, less bright. And I've adjusted this to make it as loud and as bright as I can get it. So there's that major difference. The other major difference is the way they're played. And I play this with three finger style.
And you've got picks on all three of those fingers, right, thumb and two fingers.
First two fingers, yes. Frailing or claw hammer is usually not played with picks. And it's a unique style. Jordan can do that. And I can't.
With a limited degree of success.
Well, limited or not, he can still do it. I took a little half hour or 45 minute course one time. It was called Frailing for Bluegrass Banjo Players. And I sat in on that, took my banjo, and I thought I was learning how to do that. And I felt pretty comfortable. And I walked outside of the room, and it all disappeared.
You learn the bum diddy?
Bum diddy.
Bum diddy. Bum diddy.
Thing you start. Well, it's the way you play your thumb down, thumb, finger. It's a very patterned. There's a fellow in town though that I refer
I'd
people to.
I'd ask you to demonstrate.
John,
yeah,
Tom Foe.
Yeah.
Is he teaches that kind of banjo. He's really good, and he can do more than just the bum diddy. He does that, but he's a good melodic kind of a frailing banjo player.
So I'd ask you to demonstrate, but you've already said you forgot how to do
it. Yeah, I know. Jordan can probably do it on his guitar, but
no, man. No, we're gonna. You know what? We're just gonna have you do something that you do real well.
Okay.
And that is, it's been said that a banjo player spends half his life tuning and the other half playing out of tune.
I do them both.
So what would you like to start with?
Other way around.
Here's another thing about the five-string banjo that I play. I can tune it to different tunings, and from G tuning to D tuning. So this is a D tuning tune. It's called Home Sweet Home.
Thank you.
And if I recall, that's one of the tunes that one can see Ken Holmes play on that video that I mentioned on WYLL's website. You can go to will.illinois.edu, except there on the website, you don't have the advantage of the backup band here, members of the Prairie Dogs, who will be at the Pink House in Ogden this evening at 5 o'clock. They're live with us this hour here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from Sweeney Brothers Carpet and Rug Gallery of Bloomington, featuring in-plant area rug cleaning using the master rug cleaning method. Sweeney Brothers at 11 Westport Court on Bloomington's east side, where the beauty of a room starts with the floor. So, you've been around 17 years. Are you two the original members, Jordan and Ken?
Yeah. Yes. As far as this group goes.
Because I know Josh isn't. He's barely 17 years old.
That's right.
He just learned how to shave. You should see all the scratches he's got on his legs.
I recently matriculated as well.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. As from?
Oh,
with?
With a master's in jazz performance at the U of I. Last spring. It's almost a year ago, so I'm starting to talk about it more. Because after the year, I feel like I can't say that it recently happened, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, it won't be recent, much longer. So actually, when you jumped in there on that tune, Home Sweet Home, I thought you were going to start off on a walking bass line there.
Well, but I did a little walking towards the end, so I was just kind of saving it, I guess.
Well, I stopped paying attention.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was mesmerized by Ken's messing around with the tuners.
Fair enough.
He is mesmerizing.
What I wondered is whether that's something that you sort of uniquely bring to bluegrass.
Oh, probably not. But I think all musicians are trying to learn more, and that's what I was trying to do, and that's what I'm still trying to do. So I think a lot of the top bluegrass bands have bass players who know a thing or two about jazz.
Really?
I think so. I'm sure some of them don't, but I think the most of them sure do.
Well, there's a lot. I mean, I know there's a lot of musicians, whether they're bass guitarists or banjo players, who play so many different types of music anymore that it's hard to compartmentalize. Well, I mean, you're a good example, actually, and Jordan, I know, is a good example where you play in different groups that play different kinds of music, and then you have to adjust your style accordingly. What's the current tally of Josh Houchin's genres of bands you play in right now?
Oh, well, I'm playing still with Chuck Briggs, so we play kind of straight-ahead jazz. A new group in town I've been working with is Sun Stereo. That's kind of original rock, pop, a few kind of classic rock covers, including a Beatles set. But let's see, I'm still playing with Maria Merkello, and that's kind of a variety of Eastern European folk music. I guess that's about it.
That's a pretty good variety right there. Yeah. What about you, Jordan? I know you're doing a lot of teaching.
Yeah, I have. I have two ensembles out at Parkland College. I have a guitar ensemble, which we have shaped into kind of a bluegrass band. We're doing, polishing our bluegrass set right now, and we'll have some upcoming gigs at the Iron Post and Parkland Art Gallery reception. And then my early jazz ensemble is going to play at the Iron Post on Fat Tuesday. What is that?
That's next Tuesday, I think.
Yeah, it's coming right up. And that show is from 9 to 11. So that's past my bedtime, so I won't be there. But my ensemble will be there. I guess I'm upper management. I could get away with that.
Oh, is that how that goes?
Yeah. Well, you're on Jordan. We need to mention, too, that, you know, he is on the faculty at Parkland, but he also gives private lessons in all these instruments at Corson's Music. So
all these instruments, meaning
bass,
guitar,
banjo, mandolin.
Yeah, I recently got a tenor banjo student, which I was glad to see. That's kind of a relatively rare tuning of the instrument, the viola tuning, tenor banjo.
And it's four string. Yeah. Instead of five.
Is the tenor banjo, so what would you call this one? Is this soprano, alto, tenor, or bass?
You wouldn't.
That's a five string.
Yeah, five string.
It's just a five string banjo.
Right.
So
yeah.
Tenor banjo is necessarily four string?
Four string. Yeah. Viola tuning.
So we had a four string banjo yesterday on the
show. There's an Irish application of that too.
Well, I'm actually, Mike Pritchard yelling in my ear. I'm already forgetting who was just on the show yesterday. See if he remembers. He can't remember.
No, he couldn't remember either. He told me they had a lot of instruments.
Well, actually, I could tell you here if I just look through our calendar. But now I won't be able to find it quickly. Mm. Well, anyway, but they did have five string banjo. They also had a banjo ukulele.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I guess
that's
what you call it. Just a tiny little, fist sized.
Yep.
Oh yeah, Eye of the Monkey. Yeah, Mike just remembered one of those monkey something. Yeah, Eye of the Monkey string band who played last night for the square dance at Independent Media Center, and tonight they're going to be at with your band of country dancers at Phillips Recreation Center.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have another tune.
Is this all right?
Put it up.
Okay.
What, you're not?
Yeah,
we're
very
music
informal
for
today.
This, are you?
There's a lot of words in this song.
Oh, okay, all right.
One more ride. Oh, wow.
The book is huge.
Are you a stagehand too, there, Josh?
Yeah, sure.
I'll tell you what. Okay, that's good. I was with you.
I long for a trip, I don't need no grip, I'm taking one more ride. Way out there in the prairie air, I guess it's in my hide. For the clickety-clack of the railroad track is calling. If a man can know where the Santa Fe goes, where she gets under steam. The big white bell that bongs farewell, you can hear that whistle scream. And bound to go where there ain't no snow falling.
Well, you ended it anyway.
The part when we stopped. Yeah.
The Prairie Dogs here.
That's one
here.
Of our newest songs, actually. Yeah, that's one of our newer ones.
Well, just looking at that, looking at the thickness of that notebook that Josh pulled out there. What all is in there? What does it say on some of those pages? You actually have music written down? Is it just words? How do you get the songs? You know, how does this book get collected?
Well, it mostly has words that we can't remember unless we're looking at them. But all of us bring songs to the band.
Certainly a lot of chord charts in there, and it's certainly always rotating because Jordan likes to keep a rotation in our repertoire, and that does keep it interesting for the rest of us, so we try to bring tunes and songs to the table as well.
So that means that given the number of regular gigs that you have, if you have regular listeners, they can come from one month to the next and expect to hear probably some tunes they've heard before, but also a lot of tunes that they may not have heard before. Is that, I assume, part of the idea?
Very much.
I like to play requests. I just got to a point in my life where I actually like to play for people, for people's entertainment, and for people's enjoyment. And so when someone comes up and requests a tune, I'll play it for them if I know it. I'll play it for them even if I don't know it.
And if you really don't know it and can't play it, does that mean that you'll go out and try to find it and then it'll get added to that book?
Depending on how much money they stuff in the tip jar.
Oh. Now we get down to the real motivating factor here.
Well, we work cheap. That's one of the reasons that we're so busy. We just work cheap. And out of town, too.
Which actually is something, I mean, it's sort of the serious state of the musician's life, if you are somebody such as yourselves who are making your living at doing music in some way or another. I mean, that's true for you, Josh, and Jordan, for sure, right?
Yeah.
Ken's already made his living, so he's retired comfortably and does whatever he wants. Is that how that goes?
I have empathy for these folks in a big way. So, yeah, I wake up in the morning with nothing to do, and I go to bed at night with half of it done.
Right. And is there a book of these kinds of jokes in that you carry around with you as well? I'm going to mention some of the other events you can go see and hear live besides the Prairie Dog this evening. And there's
don't bother.
Oh. I'll just mention the ones that aren't in competition with
you. Hey,
you
didn't even get all of ours in there yet.
What, all your gigs?
Yeah.
Well, save that. We'll do that at the end.
Don't
I see you got it written
long.
Down. Well, I'm just going to run through the list here.
All
don't
right.
be selfish.
Maybe snap
now.
It up.
Right. University of Illinois New Music Ensemble. That ought to have a different audience. We'll be at the Krannert Center in Urbana tonight at 7:30. In Paxton, it's Midlife, the Crisis Musical by the Tri-County Players at Paxton Market Street Theater. That's at 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Another musical, A Little Night Music of Stephen Sondheim, is being put on by Danville Light Opera at the Danville Area Community College Bremer Auditorium this evening and tomorrow at 6:30, and then there's a Sunday matinee at 12:30. At the Springfield Theater Center presents Heritage at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield tonight and tomorrow at 8, Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Grandkids are an indie folk group. They're playing at the Cowboy Monkey in Champaign tonight at 10 o'clock. And the Anasazi String Quartet, who were on this show last Friday, are going to be at the Indigo Artist Co-op at Champaign tonight at 8 o'clock. Back in Springfield, Samba Llamas play bossa nova music. Isn't that a good name? At Robbie's Restaurant in Springfield this evening, 5:30. I don't want to mention this one because they're in competition with you guys, but I don't know, I might have to say. Jeff Helgeson Quintet at the Iron Post this evening, 5 o'clock. Bacha Colado will be at the Iron Post tonight at 9 o'clock. University of Illinois Wind Symphony is giving a concert tomorrow night at the Krannert Center in Urbana at 7:30. The Peoria Symphony Orchestra plays tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Peoria Civic Center. Pink Sushi play... What kind of music would you think a band named Pink Sushi plays?
Japanese, maybe?
Fishy.
Bluegrass.
Bluegrass.
Huh? Says here, acoustic / bluegrass.
Oh.
There
you go. Going to be at the Rhythm Kitchen in Peoria tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. They're not competing with your show tonight, Jordan.
Okay.
The musical Chicago is at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan tomorrow at 2 and 7:30. They must be playing today, too, but I don't see it on my calendar. Decatur Big Band. Oh, yes, they are. 2 and 7:30 today as well. Decatur Big Band is at Lock, Stock, and Barrel in Decatur tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Rachel Rombach and Matt Combs are at Walnut Street Winery in Rochester tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Ken Waldman, the fiddling poet from Alaska, is at Techline Green Street Studios tomorrow in Champaign, 7 o'clock. Woodpines play blues, swing, ragtime, country, and more at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Nathan Mandel and the Etherphonic Theremin Ensemble are at Indigo Artist Co-op Champaign tomorrow night, 7:30. The Sound of Illinois Barbershop Chorus are singing a tribute to the Beatles tomorrow at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts at 2 and 7. And finally, on Sunday, University of Illinois Wind Orchestra is at the Krannert Center in Urbana at 3 o'clock. Eastern Illinois University Symphony Orchestra with the Four Voices are at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston tomorrow at 4. The Ballet Folklorico de Antioquia, I probably didn't pronounce that right, from Columbia, are at Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield, Sunday at 3. And Millikan University Percussion Ensemble Synergy are at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center in Decatur, Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. You've had plenty of time.
There's a lot going on around here.
This is a busy weekend, musically speaking. So what are your other gigs coming up then?
Josh will tell you right now. He's got a mess of them.
We've got Friday, March the 2nd at the Iron Post. That's a happy hour, and that's free from 5 o'clock to 7. Sunday, March 11th, we'll be at the Champaign Library. That's also free, and that's from 2 to 3 p.m. On Friday, March 30th, we will be at Huber's Tavern. That's free as well.
That's a brand new booking.
Fresh, yes. 8 o'clock to 11 that night. Also, Saturday, April 14th, we'll be playing a dance in Bismarck at the high school. That's from 6:30 to 9. And then in May, we will be at Bouvon's on Saturday, May the 12th. That is from 7 to 9. We'll be back there at Bouvon.
If they like us, that is.
On Saturday, June the 9th, from 7 to 9 p.m.
We can't remember till June.
Oh, yeah. But we probably won't be on the radio, so I wanted to tell you that we'll also be at the Strawberry Jam on Saturday, June the 16th, 7
that's
o'clock.
Right.
And do you guys currently have an active Facebook page or website that they can get updated on this stuff?
No, that's why we're trying to cram it all in this little half hour.
Okay. Well, let's cram in another tune. The Prairie Dogs here on Live and Local. What have you got for us?
What do you got? Your capo is on. Does that mean anything there, Pappy?
Dooley was a good old boy, lived upon a hill. Dooley had two daughters and a 40-gallon still. One gal washed the boiler, the other washed the spout. Mama filled the bottles while old Dooley fetched them out. Dooley stepped up a holler, Dooley tried to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swallow, I'll pay you back someday. He'd come, sugar by the bushel and molasses by the drum. The revenuers came for him, chased him through the woods. Dooley kept behind him and he never lost his goods. Dooley stepped up a holler, Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swallow, I'll pay you back someday. Women folk were pouty and the men stood around and cried. They buried him on a mountain, he's up there all alone. They put a jug beside them and a barrel for a stone. Dooley's stand up a holler. Dooley, try to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swallow, I'll pay you back someday.
I thought for a second you were going to launch into some Hawaiian tune with some of the sound of those guitar chords right there. You don't know any of those,
do you? Yeah, you know what? You send us over there and we'll play. We'll play all you want to hear.
Is that because you thought he was in a wacky key?
No, I just that's it. That's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that reminds me that we actually haven't had any Hawaiian music on this show. I'm going to have to go hunt some up. I don't know anybody that plays that around
here. Not much of it around here.
I have to do something about that. It's another style for you to learn, Jordan.
Yeah, I like that. I like what I've heard there.
Yeah. Meaning that's just a few chords you played?
No, not me. I listen to the music of the masters, you know, Saul Hoopy and Queen Lily, Lalika Kalani, and...
Tex Winkin plays Hawaiian.
Yeah, and there's that Elvis tune, Blue Hawaii.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
And Meli Kaliki Maka, we bust that one out at Christmas
time. Yeah, you'd have to do that. That's the only phrase I know in Hawaii.
That's a good song, though, actually.
It's all right song.
We worked on that a little bit.
The Prairie Dogs are Christmas. Jordan Kay, Ken Pappy Holmes, Jordan on the guitar and the vocals. They all do the vocals. Ken Pappy Holmes on the... banjo, Josh Houchin on bass, and they'll be welcoming Tex Winn on lap steel guitar tonight at the Pink House in Ogden, 5 o'clock, and Dave Madden on percussion. For some reason, they're not permitting him to play drums. And other guests welcome if they show up. Is that how these things go, or only if they apply in advance?
No.
We've got a few that have set in over there.
Yeah, we have guests all the time.
So
glad to have them.
Take your axe along if you want, and you could join the band. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and more for Central Illinois. WYL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvant Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features wines from the regions of France, like Burgundy and Bordeaux, followed by live music from 7 to 9 by the Almost A Trio. And I know that these guys know the people playing in that group as well. It's a small world. Take us out, gentlemen. The Prairie Dogs Live on Live and Local.
I betrayed to you until we meet again. I betrayed to you. Keep smiling on. About those clouds when we're together. Oh, let's sing a song and pray for sunny weather. Happy trail to you until we meet again. Y'all come out and hear us at the Pink House in Ogden from 5 to 8 tonight. It's gonna sound a whole lot like it does right now, I reckon. You know, that's funny too, because I feel a whole lot more like I do now than I did a little while ago. Some trails are happy ones, others are blue. Well, it's the way you ride the trail that counts. Here's a happy trail for you.
happy trail to you until we meet again. Happy trail to you. Keep smiling.